6 passes, no completions, 1 victory. The opponent was a familiar one, and the result was typical. But Pitt's method of operation was anything but standard when the Panthers defeated West Virginia 17-0 at Mountaineer Field on October 10, 1981. The Panthers entered the game 3-0, riding the arm of junior quarterback Dan Marino, who had thrown 13 touchdown passes in the first 3 games. But the week before, while tossing for 6 touchdowns in a 42-28 win at South Carolina, Marino sustained a badly bruised shoulder and would miss the showdown in Morgantown. Enter Danny Daniels, a fourth-year junior, and a new offensive strategy. By Wednesday of that week, we knew that I was going to start, Daniels said. We knew we weren't going to throw the ball 40 times, but in no way did we feel that we would throw it only 6 times. Daniels had a chaotic week, made only more hectic by teammates and Brackenridge Hall suite residents J.C. Pelosi and D.J. Kavanaugh. The guy who kept me most at ease that week was D.J., Matt Kavanaugh's brother, Daniels said. He just tortured me. You have nothing to be nervous about. It's just your first start in front of 50,000 people. Don't worry about it. Actually, the Mountaineers, who had to be thinking about Marino and their preparations, dictated that the Panthers keep the ball on the ground. West Virginia played a 5-2 defense with what we call a bubble on either side of the line, Daniels explained. That meant their defensive tackle was on the outside shoulder of either Pitt offensive tackle Jimbo Covert or on Bill Frelick, and their nose guard was head up on center Emil Borres. That put their linebacker in the bubble, 5 yards beyond our guard, Ron Sams or Rob Feda. We planned it where it'd be our audible, that I would look either right or left. We were in the I formation with Wayne DiBartola and Brian Thomas as the backs. I couldn't believe they were going to play on the outside of either Covert or Frelick. That was just a matter of those guys pushing the offensive tackle aside, then having a 5-yard head start at the linebacker, assuming Emo would handle the nose guard. That game was a great opportunity for Danny Daniels and me, said Thomas, Pitt's tailback, who had made his first career start in the win at South Carolina. It was pretty clear that we were going to try and stay on the ground that day. There was a lot at stake in the game. It was West Virginia, a big rival, and both teams were undefeated. The Panthers stuck to their plan, using Thomas and DiBartola to wear down the Mountaineers, while the defense, with 9 starters missing from the great 1980 team the year before, pitched a shutout. Daniels threw 6 passes, completed none of them, and had 1 intercepted, but he took command of a ground game that featured DiBartola with 103 yards and Thomas with 99 yards. The biggest run of the day was a 43-yard touchdown burst by Thomas late in the first half when the game was still scoreless. It was a sprint draw, Thomas said. As I took the ball and went through the line, one of the down linemen had grabbed my helmet or face mask, and I felt my head swivel. I was able to contain and continue my momentum, trying to pull the face mask back across my eyes so that I could see. I was able to keep my balance enough to where I was able to break into the secondary and just sprint to the end zone. A star had been born. Thomas was Pitt's first feature back for the remainder of that season, along with the 1982 campaign. He rushed for 217 yards in a 42-14 win against Florida State the next week in Pittsburgh and had 1,132 yards totaled in 1981. It wasn't intentional that we were not going to throw the ball, Daniel said. We just thought, okay, if they're in that defense, we'll just run the ball and get 5 yards every time. What that did, too, was it kept the ball out of West Virginia's hands. They had Oliver Luck at quarterback. They weren't as talented as we were going into that game. But we knew it was a big rivalry, that we couldn't afford to take them lightly. I just felt something positive had to happen for me sooner or later, Thomas said. Danny Daniels and I had come to Pitt together as freshmen in 1978. I'm grateful that Jackie Sherrill had enough faith in us to give us that opportunity. Most young guys, that's all we're looking for.